Rise FM as we continue to play the best music in Mpumalanga. Every Tuesday, you know, we speak to people that are doing amazing things in anything that is connected to the entertainment industry. Now, the lady that we are going to be speaking to today, I met when she did an article on me, Good People Magazine. If you Google me, the article also pops up. It started her own project. She is a female content creator. She is a social media influencer. She is a plus-size influencer and the force that's behind iBrand. Madam Thickness, and she's going to be talking to us about that brand and exactly what it is about. Good afternoon, Bridge. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kitty. How are you, darling?
I am wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
For having me.
Oh, yeah, I think yes, our lines are
thank
a bit...
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me, before we get into Madam Thickness, you know, how you have been affected by COVID-19? Because I know, one of the publications that you used to work for was also affected negatively since the beginning of COVID-19.
So what happened is, I had left to start my own thing 2 years before.
Yeah.
So I have already been doing my own thing when COVID-19 happened. So I've already been pushing my hustle, my projects, you know, doing my own thing, freelancing, doing network marketing, affiliate marketing, digital marketing, influential marketing. As long as it's marketing, I'm there.
And who are some of the favorites that you have worked with over the years? Because I believe the list is super long.
Yo, it is too long to mention. But obviously you're one of them. Absolute darling.
Yes.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah.
I enjoyed our shoot at the Da Vinci Hotel. It was absolutely beautiful. I also loved working with Unolo Piri. We're also still in touch. And Otuma, Jessica Nkosi. You know, oh my gosh, the list is absolutely endless. She's an absolute darling as well. Obonang as well. Omogel.
Yes.
She stays winning, you know. So the list is amazingly long.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Madam Thickness. What exactly is it? And, what is it that you want to achieve with this brand?
So, this Madam Thickness, or Madam Thickness,
yes,
some people like to put the emphasis,
it's
a movement of all things thick, rich, woman, plus size, sassy, fun, sexy, flirty. You know, it's a new spin on the definition of a plus size woman, you know? So a lot of misconceptions are that a woman who's like a size 36 or a size 40 or even more is considered to be lazy, you know, all sorts of these negative thoughts, you know. So the whole idea behind it is for women to be empowered in embracing their bodies. Well, but we will never all be size zero KD, and that is the truth of the matter. You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
So this whole movement is about whatever size you are, embrace yourself, love yourself, appreciate who you are, you know? Because as long as you are healthy, you're working out, and you're the best version of who you are, that is what matters.
Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, because also we live in a society where skinny is better. Skinny should what we should be. You are promoting or advocating for body positivity. How are you going about doing that? And how is it reaching the people that it is supposed to be reaching?
So the content that I create, for example, is intentionally, you know, the imagery will be of plus size women who have got curves, you know, but you can see they work out by feet, you know, they take care of themselves, they do waist training, they go to the gym. So the content that I push, and I work with influencers who've got massive followings, you know, like a million followings and all of that. So when I push it out and they push the tweet out, the reach is high, you know?
Yes.
And it always gets to women who say, you know, they give me feedback, oh my gosh, I have such low self-esteem, I didn't know that, you know, there is no size to being beautiful because of society. So it's a change in the thinking. So the content is intentionally designed to challenge the current level of society's thinking.
Yeah. And
I have interviews as well. So,
yeah.
You know, all of these things accumulate to pushing this movement,
mm-hmm.
you know, that women need to embrace who they are on their journey of becoming the best versions of themselves.